Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
A good morning, everybody. A little bit of wake-up music there with Joe and the boys of the Road Crew. Check out the rest of their great tunes at roadcrew66.com. It's Friday morning, so we're going to kick this off with this episode of Wake Up with Jim. We're going to make Fridays dedicated to trying to answer as many of your questions as we can. I don't know if it's a record or not. But boy, I tell you, between Facebook messengers and emails, I have been inundated this week with lots and lots of interesting questions. Obviously, won't have time to answer them all, but I can get to a few. Books. I've been asked several times. I note on my different venues that I try to read 2-3 books, every month. All kinds of subjects. I've been asked, what am I reading and what would I recommend for December? I picked up a small book, really well researched, quite fascinating. Margaret Mifflin's The Blue Tattoo, The Life of Olive Oatman. Really an eye-opening book, not just into this fascinating woman, but it's quite a... Quite a window into this lost world of the mid-19th century and Western expansion and collision of cultures between the Native Americans and the push for so-called manifest destiny. Great book. Okay. Wake Up with Jim. Well, like I say, this is a kind of a new endeavor, but we are trying to pick up steam. We are working as quickly as we can and we are working on picking up great and informative guests that you might find really interesting. December 1st, we're going to kick off the new month with Professor Nick Gerlich. Fascinating fellow, avid bicyclist, teaches marketing there at Canyon University. We're going to be talking, he's a real sign buff, travels the country photographing unique and interesting neon signage. He's an author, just a real talented fellow. He's involved with the Texas Route 66 Association. So we should have a really, really great conversation. That'll kick off for December 1st. Question on great Route 66 detour in Arizona, something different. Well, I've posted this before, but just about 50 miles south of Ash Fork, the historic heart of Prescott. Prescott is a neat city. It's engulfed and surrounded by suburbia and all that entails, strip malls and, all that kind of gobbledygook. Down in the historic heart, just absolutely amazing. My tip is get there during the week. Motel rates on weekends literally double, and they even go up even higher. But if you go during the week, you can stay down at the Hotel St. Michael's right on Whiskey Row for somewhere around $80-$85 a night. It's an old hotel. It's clean, just bare bones, basic. It definitely shows its age, but it's a lot of fun. It's quirky, ancient elevator. And it's within walking distance to some great, great restaurants, including the Palace Saloon, the oldest continuously operated saloon in Arizona. There's free parking in a multi-level parking facility immediately behind the hotel. Let's see. What else do we have here? Ah, okay. Route 66 events and books. Okay, well, we've got a couple great events coming up. One I'm excited about is out at Terrace Point, December 18th. I'll be out there at Home of Giganticus, Hedicus, and Guardian of Route 66. I'll be signing books out there and answering your Route 66 questions. That's about 20 miles east of Kingman on Route 66. Mexican food. Best Mexican food in my area? Without a doubt, oysters. I can't say enough. And it is on Route 66. It's just up next to the King's Inn Best Western. Little nondescript place. There's a Mexican restaurant right across the street that's more fancy, more lights flashing. And oysters is kind of a hole in the wall. But, delicious food. Excellent food. Price, not budget. It's not overly expensive, but it's not a budget place to eat. Let's put it that way. Okay, what else do I have here? Ah, okay. Well, I'll tell you a book that I'm looking forward to reading real soon. I'm excited about, because everything that Jim Turner puts out is superb, well-researched and well-written. A lot of his history is written as a novel almost. This is another book from Rio Nuevo Publishers out of Tucson. And it's a book called Arizona, A History of the Grand Canyon State. And it's really, really piqued my interest. He says that his new book has more historic photos than any other Arizona history book and maps. Well, should be interesting. I'll be placing my order for that today. Coffee with Jim. Yeah, we're going to keep Coffee with Jim going. And in fact, this Sunday, we are doing a live stream program at the new Calico's restaurant. Those poor folks have really, really battled things this last 18 months. But they persevered in their tenacity. So we're going to go down and try it out, see what they got on the menu. Sunday morning, 7 o'clock, Mountain Standard Time. If you're in the Kingman area, join me. Let you give a shout-out to friends and family back home, wherever that may be. And let's see if we can pack the house out. Let's have some fun with this. I'm just in awe of Rhonda and her team, what they've been able to accomplish. They have survived COVID shutdowns, a fire at their restaurant. I just don't know what all they've been through, but it's impressive. Okay. No, I have not pinned down the exact vehicle yet, but I'm in discussions with some folks in Tennessee on a Model A sedan and some folks in Texas with a Model A truck. I'm more of a truck man myself. I mean, it just seems to fit me a little better. Okay. Upcoming travel. Well, I don't have a lot of travel planning. I don't really count in Terrace Point because it's kind of almost in my neighborhood. I know in a lot of places, being 20 miles from home is not considered a neighborhood. But here, out west, where we sometimes drive 140 miles for breakfast, that's a spit and a jump down the road. So we've got that coming up. My first real travel of the year currently is February 12th of Route 66 Byways program in Needles, California, at the old El Garces Harvey House. This should be a really great event. Talking Route 66, we'll have Route 66 promotional materials and answer questions, sign books. But a lot of information. If you're planning a Route 66 trip, want some more information, or just want to discover Needles. And Needles is rough around the edges, but man, it's a neat town. A lot to offer. I understand that Whitney Ortiz, the tourism director from Atlanta, Illinois, is going to be in attendance, and possibly others from up and down Route 66. Should be really, really good. Yes, I am still involved with the Route 66 Passport and Route 66 Navigation Project. Poor Marion, the developer, he has had, just like all of us, this last 18 months, especially with tourism industry, endless trials and tribulations. I was talking with him the other morning. He has plans for a new and improved Route 66 Passport for 2022. Problems are shipping. Cost of shipping has gone up, as we might guess, so he's going to have to increase the cost of the passport. Then the COVID has become a serious issue again. In fact, Slovakia is going through a two-week shutdown, and Slovakia, of course, is where he is headquartered. But I know Marian, and if come hell or high water, when he says he's going to meet a deadline and get things done, it will be done. Well, like I say, I can't possibly get to all this email and correspondence, but please reach out to me. I'll answer as quickly as I can, as time allows. Before I wrap this up this morning, I want to give a shout out to City of Tucumcari. You know, a lot of people know this as a Route 66 community with lots of neon and wonderful vintage time capsule motels, places like the Blue Swallow Motel, the Motel Safari, an absolutely incredible and delightful Roadrunner Lodge, a true 1964 time capsule. And the west side of the property was actually a 1940s motel. And talking to David recently, and he is putting that back together as a 1940s motel. So it'll be two time capsules in one property. That's kind of exciting. But Tucumcari is more than just Route 66. The Route 66 Museum and Convention Center, the number of motel rooms make it ideal city for a small conference or get-together. The renovated Railroad Depot has a great museum. Downtown Tucumcari, a little tired, but coming back to life, they got some great things like the Odeon Theater, built in 36 or 39. And then you have the Mesa Lands Community College Dinosaur Museum. Really, really surprising. Smithsonian Quality Museum in miniature. It's neat. It's really worth seeing. So you owe it to yourself to have more than just a stop in Tucumcari. If you'd like to be a guest, you have an event to promote, community to promote, a book to promote, well, give me a holler. We'll see about, we'll make a visit out of it here on Wake Up with Jim. Let's pack that schedule out and let's make this a premier program. Oh, I'm also looking for sponsors for a couple new programs. I'm going to be returning to the weekly automotive history podcast here real shortly, as soon as I can finish up getting a sponsor together. My friends, I think that's about it for today. Thank you for joining me. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving with friends and family. And, we'll see you again Monday morning. Vaya con Dios. Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.